Greetings. It's with a bit of trembling that we get up here, but we rejoice that we do have a testimony of the grace of God. We were born and raised Old Order Amish. We had many blessings among the Amish. But it's not a blessing to be ignorant to the truth. That's a curse. Okay. Testimony should be in the heart, right? You shouldn't have to have your paper. I was raised on a farm. My dad taught me how to work hard, make an honest living, which I appreciate. We were taught a lot of good things. There were many blessings there. Our parents had a great concern for us, and I know my parents did. They taught us what they thought to be right, and I regret that it was done in much ignorance. There was no spirituality. There was no teaching out of the Word of God. God was not talked about, which I very much don't want it that way for our children. I was introduced to the miseries of immorality at a very young age before I went to school, and it was abounding in school. That's just the way it was. In the first grades of school, the older boys really loved to torment the younger boys, and for some reason they liked to pick on me. They would threaten me to chuck me down the outhouse hole, and of course I was terribly scared of that. I thought they were really going to do it. And that fear went with me for a while. At 12 years old, my older sister Annie died of kidney failure. God seemed very real at that time. There's a lot of visitors and a lot of encouragement coming, and I knew that I wanted to be a child of God. About a year later, something happened. I got very rebellious, and just that little bit of peace that I had wasn't there anymore. I was very proud, took it out on my brothers, especially the next younger to me, which is always afraid he would excel over me, and I made it very miserable for him, I'm sure. One thing I remember is every morning I'd just wake up feeling very guilty, just miserable. Then I'd get up, get started with the day's work, and as the day progressed, I'd feel better, and next morning it'd be the same thing, over and over and over and over. I tried so hard to do better, but could not. Finally, I just wished my conscience would just leave me alone so I could do what I wanted to do and not be burdened by it. Over time, my conscience did get somewhat seared, but praise God, it never left me. There was always this gnawing down deep inside, just wanting to have true peace. And when I got out of school, I thought now life would be good. But such a failure. At 16, I started with a youth group, thinking now life will have meaning. But it was so empty. My mind was full of lustful imaginations, and I hated it, but it was so powerless. And it wanted attention desperately, did a lot of ridiculous things to get it. I'm sure that didn't help anything. Never seemed to have real friends, which I'm sure was my fault. I didn't dare let anybody get too close to me lest they find out who I really was. When I was 17, my dad helped me start building silos, which is what I wanted to do, and that helped me just forget about myself a little bit, all the hard work and adventuring and everything, but it was still there. Dad had a real trust in me, which made me want to be a man. and I started dating Paloma at age 17, I thought now life would be meaningful, but there was still that emptiness. And our courtship wasn't kept pure, much to our regret. I kept telling myself if I didn't cross that certain line, it was okay. At age 18, I got baptized because I was the right age, and I really didn't want to go to hell. I thought as soon as I'm baptized, then I wouldn't need to go to hell anymore. And I thought as soon as that water would hit my head, I'd be so free, just delivered from all that guilt. What a disappointment. I was the same person afterwards as before. In our working on silos, we'd go from farm to farm, stay at the people's house, eat and sleep in their house. We encountered some real Christians. That was the first time for me. It's a real blessing to sit in on the devotions and see someone, or just sit in with the Bible discussions. And so that really hit a chord in my heart. I knew that I wanted that for myself. I saw there was some families that just really had something with them, joy and a peace. There was others that were quite the opposite. And I went on a search for that peace and joy that they had, for the openness. I didn't realize where it would bring me at all. At age 20, we got married. I thought now life surely would be good. In the back of my mind, I thought, what if it isn't? Then what do I do? What more is there to look forward to? And our marriage had its ups and downs right from the start. It was fairly good, but as time went on, there was less ups and more downs. I was a very poor communicator, still struggle with that, but I'm growing, I feel. Had lots of struggling with impurity, and in my low times I'd get into pornography. Then I hate myself so much for it. Battled with depression. Sometimes I prayed to God to take me through whatever deep depression He wants to take me through. Just bring me out the other side a better man. Bring me out the better for it. And He has. I really hate the way that the world describes the way depression with psychological disorders, and there may be some of that, but for me it was not. It was sin in my heart. I still just so longed for peace and happiness, but didn't know how to get it. Except just to be a better Amishman. I thought that's what I had to do, just be a better Amishman, I would finally get it. And I tried. I did get in trouble with the church sometimes, and I wasn't always just doing what I knew I should do with the church. I didn't really care about that so much. But still, I did want to be a good Amishman. I went for counseling after we were married a couple of years. They got me started on some drugs, along with a lot of counseling. I didn't take the jokes very long. I knew down in my heart that was not the answer. My kind-hearted sister tried also to convince me to take some kind of drugs for depression, and I told her that's not the answer. I'm not sure how I knew it wasn't, but I think deep down inside I knew it wasn't right with God, and I knew that's what I needed to attain. We considered moving to another settlement where we thought things would probably be different. But I'm very glad we didn't make that step. We longed to belong to a church where we knew this is where we want to be. And I praise God that He has brought that to reality. Reminds me of a verse in Psalms 37:4, I think it is, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." I pretty much came to the end of myself towards the end of last year. I didn't know where to turn. Was I just going to be the person I was the rest of my life? Was this just the, just what life had for me? I knew it should be able to get better, but I just, I couldn't. I had done everything I knew to do and turned to this and that and health fads and whatever else, try to feel good. But it didn't work. But I started praying to God to just lead me in the truth. I don't know where to go. Shortly after that, he led me to messages on Fountain of Life. And I was so hungry, I just devoured those messages. I was out there in the cold phone shanty, my toes were almost freezing, and I was listening away. I became very convicted after several weeks. I realized I was on the way to hell. I was not the good person I thought I was, or the pretty good person I thought I was. And just to prove it, God had me defeated. Just when I knew I was going to hell, He gave me another defeat. And I knew, yeah, I don't have anything good in me. And then I spoke personally with several of the brothers through Fountain of Life, and I shared them some of my life story and what just the struggles I had. And the one brother asked me, "Are you born again?" Well, I said, "I think I am. I'm a baptized member of the church." And I was asked, "Did you have a change of heart?" No, I knew I didn't. And I was so glad that they could tell me there's something wrong. I was tired of not knowing what was wrong. I was glad to know that there was this specific thing was wrong and there was an answer for it. Through them coming out and being led through the Bible, through the plan of salvation, which I had heard before, never in a real clear way. And it never made that much sense, but it did now. I got on my knees, confessed all the sins I could think of. I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and He did. He's given me victory that I never knew before. And I cannot grasp the beauty of holiness and the value of purity. It's way beyond any price. The Bible makes so much more sense now. I want to thank everyone here for all the support that we got through the difficult time of searching and setting up new convictions, facing all the opposition that we had to face and being excommunicated. Just want to thank you, everyone, and thank you for making those messages available. And we're sharing this testimony for baptism. We want to be baptized in the name of Jesus and give our lives to Him.
I also grew up in an older Irish home, and I had a very kind mother. I really appreciate her for that. But my dad had a terrible temper problem. We just grew up having a terrible fear of Dad. He never spanked us that much, but he was very threatening to us and to Mom, too. I had made up my mind early in life that if I would have the married life my mom has, I would just stay single. I just wondered at times why Dad even married her. And I also had a temper problem. It seemed I always got myself involved. Whenever someone was fighting, I was always there just getting myself in somehow. I just pulled hair and hit and just did anything to get in my way. I had a lot of health problems too through my school years, and I struggled a lot with feeling I'm not normal. I'm just not quite normal. And I even into my married life, I did struggle with that. I started with the youth when I was 16, and I got baptized 5 months later. Nothing changed in my life. I was still just the same person. And I met Ephraim at 16. We started dating when I was 17 and got married when I was 19. Somehow Ephraim never saw my temper. I don't know what happened with it or where it was, but I'm sure it was still there inside. I was very self-righteous and proud. I also was very insecure. A little over 2 years into our marriage, we went for counseling for Ephraim's depression problems and also got some help for our marriage. We didn't realize that we had marriage problems at the time, but we were sure that we did. And we had many ups and downs through our marriage. Days would pass that I hardly talked with Ephraim, and then things got better for a few weeks, and it just started all over every time. It just didn't last me long. Every time I thought it will work now, I will make it work, but I thought it's all Ephraim's fault, so of course it didn't work. It was my fault too. But I was still satisfied with my life, although I do remember thinking sometimes that something will have to change or I won't get to heaven. But then things got better again, and I was satisfied with where I was at. And we talked about moving sometimes, and we didn't want to send our children to the schools there in our community, but we didn't know where to go to, so we just decided that we were going to try to be satisfied with where we were at. And I was pretty much satisfied, and things were going good. I was, or in my life it was, I was always close to my family and to my sisters. I had my friends, and which Ephraim didn't, so he had more. He wasn't as satisfied. But then he just blew my world apart. I was, he told me he's been listening to the messages on the phone for a few weeks already from Fountain of Life. And he told me there's charity people, and I was terrified. I just cried and cried. I had been told to not talk with such people. They're very deceiving. I just knew where this would lead to, that we'd have to leave the Amish. They'd just deceive us. But Ephraim told me they're so sincere. He thinks they have God. And so I finally agreed to them coming out that evening. And they did that evening. Don Walls and Tate Mose and Martin and Sadie came out. We had a Bible study, and Ephraim got born again. I was very confused, and I was so troubled. It didn't make any sense to me, or I was just very troubled. The next day, I spent the day at my parents' place. I didn't manage to be myself, although I cried all the way to their place. I was so torn apart. And Ephraim was rejoicing in the Lord, and I was happy for him. But I was so confused. I had never heard before that you have to be born again. I never knew my good works meant absolutely nothing to the Lord. I shed many tears in that first week. Actually, the first 2 weeks, I was just sick. I could hardly work. I was so down. And a week later, the plan of salvation was clearly laid out to me for the first time, when I just fully realized how lost I am if my works are as filthy rags to the Lord, and what it meant to accept Jesus. I did give my heart to him, and he saved my soul. The first week, the first days, I felt peaceful. I was very happy and rejoicing in the Lord. And then, I don't know, I wasn't sure anymore. If I'm born again or what's going on. I knew something was wrong, and I knew I was born again, but it just wasn't right. And I think it was 6 weeks later that we renounced witchcraft, and he really did set me free. It just became clear to me that I was born again, and that there were still things in my heart that had to be made right. And after I made that right, I could start growing. It was very different after that, and praise the Lord, he did really set me free. Our life is a different story now. We can work through our problems without having those walls between us. Our children are a living testimony of the change in our hearts, and they are a real blessing to us. Our baby was born about 6 weeks after I was born again. I feel she's a special blessing from the Lord. I never had such a content and such a peaceful baby. She's been such a blessing to me already. We lost our families and our friends through all this. But God has given us much more family than we had before. And we are thankful for all your prayers and support during that time. And I do want to mention that my parents did have some Bible teaching in our home, but the best they knew how. And I appreciate that. And there were many other good things too. I know they both loved us, and we want to keep them in our prayers as they try to accept the change that we have made. They are very dear to us. And our desire is to bring glory to God as we share our testimony. And my desire is also to have a believer's baptism in the name of Jesus.